off the coast of South Australia in the upper Spencer Gulf near Whyalla, groups of giant Australian cuttlefish come together every year to breed. The Stripe Line is the sole location globally where this breeding process takes place. But this may soon change as the algal bloom is intensifying and scientists are concerned that the bloom could reach the breeding area, decimating the cuttlefish population. The Wire's Thomas Curtis asked marine ecologist and ARC future fellow at the University of South Australia, Dr. Zoe Doubleday, about what makes a giant cuttlefish's mating display in South Australia's Spencer Gulf so unique compared to other marine species.
Well, it is the only cuttlefish population in Australia and the world for that matter that comes together en masse to aggregate and breed. And they just happen to come together in these shallow waters as it's very accessible, as opposed to, say, the deep sea or offshore, that you just walk in down the boat ramp and you can just put your head in and put a snorkel on and you can see not just thousands but tens of thousands of cuttlefish, and they communicate through their skin, all these colour displays. So it's like this carpet of colour and kind of drama as well, as they're all communicating and breeding, and there's a lot of males vying for a very few females. So it really is a natural wonder of the world to see this display.
And how does the harmful algae bloom threaten the survival of the giant cuttlefish population near Whyalla?
Yeah, so what we've seen in South Australia is this species of algal bloom is pretty nasty, and it's wiping out all sorts of animal groups. So fish, sharks, crabs, starfish, you name it, everything. So nothing seems to be immune to it. And it is sort of moving and shifting around the coast of South Australia. Now, Spencer Gulf in the past, which is this big body of water that's sort of triangular, so enclosed by land on two sides, so like a triangle. And it's been relatively free from the algae to date, but now it's moved up into Spencer Gulf and it's creeping its way north at quite a rapid rate, and the cuttlefish aggregation is at the northern end of the Gulf, and it could be there in 1 or 2 weeks. It's sort of like being in an environmental horror movie in real time. And what we know of the cuttlefish is they're genetically distinct and they don't mix with other cuttlefish, even in southern Spencer Gulf, you know, a couple of hundred kilometres away. So you've got this sort of unique population that comes together and breed and forms a tourism business in the region as well. And they are vulnerable because they're there and there's nothing that's going to come from other regions to replenish that population.
What are the primary factors contributing to the algal bloom, and how might climate change be involved in all this?
So it has been linked strongly to climate change, in essence that there was a marine heat wave over the Adelaide summer. And marine heat wave is not the air temperature, it is the temperature of the water. And that was two degrees or so above average for a period of time. So we had that going on. And then there was this delay in winter weather. So it was sort of like calm and balmy right up until the end of May. And that might have created this stagnancy in the system. And waters in the Gulf as well, they're not open ocean, so they don't get that sort of ocean mixing. They're a little bit more protected as well. And then, so this might have created conditions ripe for the algae. And then there's also these suggestions that, was it 2 years ago, we had the flooding of the Murray River. So there's the mouth of the Murray River in South Australia, and that released a lot of fresh water and nutrients. There's a little mass mortality of animals during that flood event because so much fresh water ran into the sea at that time. So there's some theories that that might have loaded up the system with fertilizer, so to speak.
Well, has there been any conservation strategies to protect the giant cuttlefish, and what challenges do they face, just briefly?
Yeah, so we are discussing that right now. So I'm part of an emergency government meeting discussing intervention measures, what we can do. It is not an easy thing to do. And so we're going through all these different measures now. But this is all under a really tight timeline. Like, we don't have much time. The bloom might not reach them. This is all predictions. But if it does, we might not have much time. So there's been meetings once a week, twice a week with government about all these things and having a risk assessment.
That was Dr. Zoe Doubleday from the University of South Australia there, speaking to The Wire's Thomas Curtis.